This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our shortcomings, ya Rabbil Alameen. If something happened to, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes somebody in the dunya, is it better them to get their punishment for their wrongdoing in the dunya or the akhirah? What do you guys think? Huh? Dunya is better, right? Because if it's the akhirah, what is it going to be? I mean, Allah musta'an, Jahannam. In dunya, whatever punishment you go through, in comparison to what's happening in the akhirah, it's a different thing. So let's hear, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do it with the ibad, with his servant? Qala, hadith number 43 in Riyad al-Salihin, an Anas radiallahu anhu ardah. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد الله بعبده خيرا عجل له العقوبة في الدنيا وإذا أراد الله بعبده الشر أمسك عنه بذنبه حتى يوافي به يوم القيامة. In this narration, Anas radiallahu anhu reported the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, when Allah wills good for his slave, he punishes him in this dunya, in this world. But when he wills an evil for his slave, he does not hasten to take him to task, like he delays that, but calls him to account on the day of resurrection. Hadith rawahu at-Tirmidhi. So here he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills khair for the abd, what does that mean? Allah azza wa jal, all his actions and all his wills are what, a jama'ah? Khair. All of it. Including the things that we might perceive to be evil. Because there is, when Allah, when we come to Allah's actions, absolute evil is inexistent. Everything that Allah wills subhanahu wa ta'ala has khayr embedded with it, whether we perceive it or otherwise. We could see it, we couldn't see it. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't happen right away, but with patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the outcome in some other time. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قَالْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَأَجْعَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Perhaps you you wish for something and you desire something, and Allah will put so much shar in it. And sometimes it's the opposite. Things that you dislike, Allah will put so much khair in it. So here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah was good for somebody, then this person will be punished for their sins or for their errors and mistakes in this dunya. Like what? Falling sick, losing their job, financial constraint, concerns, sleepless nights. God knows what they go through. So all these things could be sometimes expiations for their sins. How do I know if this is considered an expiation, if this is considered test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or punished from Allah azza wa jal? We don't know. But our ulama, they say, usually you look in matters of yourself, you look at it as if it was a punishment. But when you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always you have to have husn al-dhan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills good for you. That even what you go through, when you think about this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe Allah is testing me. So Allah wants to purify me, remind me. But when you think about yourself, maybe I earned that, I deserve it, because of something I have done. So that's how the believer think about these matters. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وإذا أراد الله بعبده الشر أمسك عنه بذنبه. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills for somebody to go through hardship and difficulty and evil يعني things, he will delay their punishment until the day of judgment. And when that day comes, he will take them with the punishment, with the details of everything. And that difference is going to be severe. Now, there's an extension for this hadith, the narration in Tirmidhi as well, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, قال إِنَّ عِظَمَ الْجَزَاءِ مَعَ عِظَمِ الْبَلَىٰ. That عِظَمَ الْجَزَاءِ مَعَ عِظَمِ الْبَلَىٰ. That the amount of reward you receive is comparable with the amount of hardship you go through. So the bigger the test, the bigger the reward. The bigger the test, the bigger the reward. قال وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ إِذَا أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا ابْتَلَاهُمْ. If Allah loves some people, if He loves someone, He will put them to test. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test your love. You claim you love Allah azza wa jal. All right, I'll test you. You know, sometimes happy to a husband and wife, right? Yeah, and if you would like to express your love to your spouse, what do they say? They put you to the test. You see, I know that you're not true about it. They test you sometimes with that. And that's between human beings. And Allah subhanahu has the best example. So if you claim that you love Allah Azza wa Jal, He will test you. As He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, alif lam mim. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ وَيُتْرَكُوا يَقُولُوا أَمَنَّهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Like, well, people will be left to say, we believe, and they're not going to be tested. He said, no, we're going to test you, just like we tested this over before you. So to scrutinize those who are truthful and those who are not. So here He says, صلى الله عليه وسلم, that عِظَمُ الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ عَظَمِ الْبَلَاءُ. That the harder the test, the greater the reward. That should give you a sense of solace, sense of peace. So that when people go through some hardship and difficulty, endure that with beautiful patience, and you shall be fine. Your reward will be great for that. وَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى. Those who are content, meaning if you accept that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that test from Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you. If you're pleased with Allah, Allah will be pleased with you. قَالَ وَمَنْ سَخِطَ فَلَهُ السَّخْطَ. And those who don't, if you reject that, Allah will reject you. Like, He would not take that. You won't be serious about being a true believer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, showing patience in the face of a tragedy, a calamity, a hardship, a difficulty is extremely important. And I think it's to remember the different categories, how people, their position from these tests, between complaining, being patient, not saying anything wrong, being content within the heart, and even being grateful to the highest level. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are truly grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any question, Jemaah? Yes. So to what extent are we allowed to judge people if other people, if they're going through a test or they're being punished? We can't. We do, we cannot. But we perceive it. Like, for example, if you know somebody's life was sinful life, and then they were tested with somebody, you might say, you know what? I mean, they have it coming. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this in the Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He taught us to condition things. Like, you know that if people extend their sin, Allah will bring them bala that it wasn't from the people before. So yeah, we start perceiving things as being punishment. Like, for example, COVID, for example. I know a lot of people that would say, you know, that's a test, that's a punishment. Honestly, it could be. Because the Prophet also mentioned that in the tasharat al-fahisha, if the fahisha and the sinful life becomes, you know, evident in the life of a people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose them to trials and tests and diseases they've never seen before. So that was mentioned in the hadith as well too. So anything that was mentioned in the hadith, we accept that in general terms, but not in specifics. Wallahu a'lam. Yes, sir. I can barely hear you, by the way. I can't hear you if you speak up a little bit. Can someone convey the message for me? I'm sorry, neighbor. My text me, my neighbor. It's a young age? Huh? Oh, a death at a young age? Death at a young age to be a punishment? Well, sometimes it's a relief, ya akhi, wallahi. It depends really on the circumstances. There is no indication of this to be actually a punishment or otherwise. When it comes to life, if it's been determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has nothing to do with them being punished or being rewarded. And some people who die relatively young age, in our perception, they died young. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they died when? When their time expired. That's it. That's how Allah gave them qadr. Similarly, if people, they live 60, 70, 80 years, that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's extension of their life. And even Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she lived to become an older lady. And as she was aging, all the Sahaba, because she was young, obviously, so all the other Sahaba before her were dying ahead of her. So she's seeing everybody's dying. And she said a very famous kind, like, "Usiqat dhahaba alladhina yu'ashu fi aknafihim wa baqitu fi khalafin ka jild al-ajrabi." Like I said, like, those who deserve to live among them are all gone. And I'm left like a sore yani, thing on the skin. Like I'm just living in a crowd and I don't know who they are anymore. This is sometimes how strangers she felt in her lifetime, radiallahu ta'ala anha wa ardaha. So yeah, there's no meaning of saying it's a punishment or otherwise. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.